Nanny Hoop's finder was a six-year-old girl called Gift. Gift was, she never knew her dad, and she lost her mum to HIV. She remembers going to the hospital with her mother and there being no medicine there because a corrupt doctor or hospital admin had stolen it. Gift remembers walking around the streets of Mombasa, Kenya's second largest city, begging for food, carrying on her back her infant brother, unaware that he was dead already, while she carried him around seeking food. When I met Gift, Gift had two things that I had. She had a desire to do something about the situation that she found herself in. She had a desire to help other people not have to endure what she endured. What she didn't have were the two things that I had. She did not have a supportive family. She had nowhere to live. And she had no access to education. So I thought, as a skeptic and a cynic at that time, 2007, as a skeptic and a cynic about the power of international aid or development, I'd always grown up at home with my mother saying, finish your dinner, there's starving children in Africa. And I finished my dinner every day and there were still starving children in Africa. So thought, what is, I read the statistics that $1.2 trillion approximately had been deployed in international aid to the continent of Africa. And what good things had happened, of course. Schools exist that didn't, and wells exist that didn't. People got fed that wouldn't have. But the root causes were still seemingly with us. Gift was still there. So I thought when I met her, gracious, you have the same desire that I did to lead change in your community. You just can't access school and you do not have a supporting family. If you did, you could do way more than I could do. Surely my friends back home, if I told them about you, would want to help. So I came back from that trip in Kenya and was working as a journalist at the time and wrote a 400-word opinion column. I wrote an opinion column every week in a newspaper that ran in Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. I wrote the 400-word column on the subject of sacrifice and just asking people like us, or people like me at that time, who were in their late 20s, early 30s, who had more money than we think and more time probably than we'd ever have again, to consider using some of our time and our talent and our network and our resource for something that isn't just the pursuit of promotion or romantic relationship, which is what I was spending most of my time then pursuing. And I used Gift as an example of, we invest in someone like this, something extraordinary might happen. And readers responded to that article and said, we want to help. We want to do something. So we gathered them all together one night in a room and Many Hopes was born. What Many Hopes does, we get children from a point of injustice to a place where they can be adults of influence in their neighborhoods by walking through a six-stage process with them from the moment of rescue through a nurturing, loving home in which to live, an education that gives them a chance to get to college, and then mentoring to give sort of an aspiration and a, whoa, I can get there, something I can do here, I have a goal to shoot for. And then workshops on the law and justice and how to advocate for your own rights and the rights of others. And then finally, the sixth stage, support after high school to get into college, entrepreneurship or employment.